All right, I'm summoning the energy, the power, the strength to get through another daily podcast. Welcome, friends. It's the Tuesday edition of the John DiBella Show in one neat, fun-size package on this September 22nd. I am your hungover host after yesterday's big Veterans Multi-Service Center Open, a golf outing to raise money for local area vets. Steve and I competed and partook in all the amenities around the course, and then some Monday Night Football as well. So yeah, I'm feeling quite broken this morning, but we got clips to get to. Crowd noise is where we started. There's an investigation underway from the Eagles game. We heard about the Queensland cure. What states are Googling the most? We hit the phones to hear what was banned in school back in the day. We celebrated fall in Philadelphia the first day. In Song Stories today, a Falcons fan's letter got our attention, pitting two songs against one another in the cover category to see which one is your favorite. So have a listen as we dive in together right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
So there's been an investigation into the booze at the Eagles game.
Right.
Because all teams have the audio of booze, you know, for like bad calls.
Sure.
But someone was deciding during the game here in Philadelphia that when Wentz threw the interception, the booze came on. It was a couple of times that the booze came on. And it had nothing to do with bad play. It had nothing to do with bad calls.
Is that in the stadium or is it just on the TV?
I'm not sure.
I think it was Fox from what I was reading.
Just the TV.
I think it was Fox Sports that did it. That piped it in.
Right. Well, you know what? I appreciate it.
I do too.
I mean, you know, like,
keep it real.
It makes the game more real. It really does.
Now, do they do that outside of Philly broadcasts?
Well, yeah, they do. They do. I mean, but it's only intended for, you know, if the crowd would think that was a bad call.
Right.
You know, and lack of a better word, violent as it would be if it was a real crowd and it was a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, it's kind of mild. Right. But still, they use it all around. Supposedly, they use it all around the league. Right. You know, but here,
I want to see a feature
on these
for
a bad call.
I want to see a feature on these button men.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like one of those fluff pieces where they like take you like through their day, how they operate.
And do you know what they use?
What's that?
Right. Well, nowadays they might use something like an instant replay.
Uh-huh. You know, it's well blended. Yeah. Like I'm really fascinated by it as an audio dude.
An instant replay. This is a device we have here in the studio. And every time I press a button, right,
we'll sound effects machine to a layman.
But for years,
mm-hmm.
it was all set up on synthesizers.
Oh, really?
So the tracks would be, you know, would be programmed into the synthesizer or uh-huh. some sort of, you know, keyboard that could you could load sound into.
Mm-hmm.
And because I remember doing, I was doing a telethon out in L.A.
Uh-huh.
and there was no audience at all, and there was a guy in a booth with a keyboard, and he would just every once in a while press a key, right? And there would be a crowd, right? He had another key to make it sound like the phones were ringing.
That's Harold on the organ.
That's it.
He's great.
That's his whole job.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Ready for some medical news?
Yeah.
Medical news coming your way this morning. This happened in Queensland, Australia. An apology has been issued by the Queensland Health Department of Australia after bizarre advice was given to one of their emergency healthline nurses. All right. Rather than direct the call to the emergency department for the severe abdominal problems that this woman was having. Right, and I'll tell you, you know, she called in. She said that she had just undergone a serious operation, and she was in a lot of pain. And this was her last resort, so she calls the helpline. What does the nurse tell her to do?
Jump up and down.
Nope. Oh, man. Yes.
Have a dingo bite your baby.
No. Might as well have. She told the woman to masturbate under the shower and rub oil on her anus.
Wow.
All right. This was going to help her stomach pains.
Oh, my stomach's bothering.
Yeah, did she do it?
Right. Yeah. Well,
did it work?
I don't know. But, you know, there's an investigation going on. And from what I understand, the woman's still shaking.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
The classic car calendar. Wow. I'm telling you, it gets better every day. the cars. Although I got a car from a guy in Kansas. Something tells me he's not showing up for the photo shoot. All right. You know, I know you're able to listen to us online, and I'm glad you sent a beautiful car.
We have a large Kansas demo, John.
So. You know, so yes, I met him. All right. But anyway, I don't think he's going to be making it to the photo shoot for the car calendar, the 2021 classic car calendar. If you've got a classic car of some kind, you got a good picture of it, send it off to us. You can go to WMGK.com and just use the keyword cars, and it'll take you right to the proper page. Or if you want, send all of your information along with a photo of your car to cars at WMGK.com. And maybe you'll get selected. 13 people get selected. Somebody gets to be on the cover. And it could be you. So send in your pictures as soon as you can. 45 degrees outside right now. Speaking of doing things online, someone, have you ever Googled something, you know, and immediately felt embarrassed, right, by, you know, the question that you asked? And
yeah.
Maybe it was a little dumb.
Yeah.
Well, someone decided to go through all the Google trends and find the most embarrassing thing each state Googles more than anyone else.
All right.
Like in the Delaware, right? It seems that they're real. The most popular thing for them to text to Google is, "Are aliens real?"
Yes.
Right. Georgia. Where is Africa?
Oh, come on,
wow.
Taylor, stop Googling right? From Georgia.
Indiana. How are babies made? And of course, the answer is sleep with your sister. All right. Kentucky. How do I become a vampire?
That's awesome.
All right. Louisiana. Why do I sweat so much? Because you live in Louisiana.
That plays a role.
That's a lot to do with it. Yeah. That's the humidity capital of the world.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. New Hampshire. This one's great. What do you think the most common dumb question is asked on Google in New Hampshire?
Oh, man.
Where is Boston?
No. No.
What is a Hampshire?
What is Hampshire?
What? Are you serious?
I swear. What does Hampshire mean?
Right? Wow, I should move there.
By the way, it's named after Hampshire, England. New Jersey Ouija board, right? Except they spelled it W-E-E-G-E-E.
Did you say what PA was?
Yeah, what is PA?
I'll get there.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Florida?
New York is Velour tracksuits. Didn't I say Florida?
I don't think you did.
How do I get rid of a ghost?
All right.
That's a good
New York is Velour tracksuits.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania is Nickelback concert.
Get out. Turn it off. Stop. Play. Fire the song.
That was me, Steve.
No, because I haven't told
over
you.
And over.
I haven't told you West Virginia yet. Why is my poop green?
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella podcast.
Question for you. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about this. This is something else I was thinking about this morning. Because I remember saying to Taylor after she graduated, I said, you know what? September is never going to be the same for you. What are you talking about? I said, well, when everybody starts going back to school, right, and you don't, that first year, you don't go back to school. It's strange. But I have to tell you, to this day, I find that when September comes around and not going back, I still find it odd.
Really?
Not that I'm not going back to school, but it's like, nothing's changing for me.
Nope.
You know? Nope, not at all.
Let me ask, you know, as long as I'm talking about school, all right, let me ask you this. Was there anything for any of you when you were at school, what was banned?
Oh,
because I was, this is something else, again, because I had these school thoughts in mind. I went to a Catholic school, and you had to use regular three-ring leaf, you know, loose leaf binders, right? They banned the ones with the springs on them,
right?
Weren't allowed to, even though it was the exact same paper. Mm-hmm. And even if it was that paper with holes in it, you couldn't use one of those spring ones. And when I was a kid, they had come out with this pad that was, it was again, just like loose leaf paper, you know, blue lines, red line down the side, but it connected to the pad on top.
Okay.
And then this magnet thing. So it kind of worked like a legal pad.
Okay.
Right? I show up at school with that, and the nun is like, no, that must go buy a three. And, you know, and now I have to turn to my mom, which I made a big fuss over. I got to have this one, and I had to get a different one.
She would have hated Ray Dittinger.
Yeah, yes.
Get out.
Yellow pad. Trapper Keepers.
Trapper Keepers?
Those were banned?
Those were banned?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah,
bright colors?
Idea. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't let us have it. I'm looking at photos of them. There's like a Space Jam one with Michael Jordan taking a shot. There's an orca jump. I don't know why they were banned.
And that was nothing more than a bunch of folders.
It might have been because the desks we had just, I guess, the tabletop, and then it was an opening and sort of like a shelf.
Right,
maybe they wouldn't. You couldn't fit everything in there.
Okay,
but I believe the Trapper Keepers were.
That's really weird. The one thing that jumps out to me is we switched from carton milk to pouch milk.
Uh-huh.
To save the earth. This is back when like recycling was really like coming up in popularity.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we're saving the earth. We're going to pouches this year.
They're and aluminum, aren't they?
No, they're actual pouches. But what happened was the kids all of a sudden discovered you could blow the pouches up with your straw and then poke the straw through and go pop.
Oh, yeah.
Pop, pop. So you would just hear it sounded like popcorn every lunch period. And they're like, all right, we made a mistake. Back to cartons.
Cindy, you got anything?
There was this thing called clackers. I know Dave and Steve don't remember.
No, I don't.
I was asking Steve about these this morning. The two balls on the string.
Right, and they're made of some kind of brittle plastic.
Glass? No. They were real hard plastic. And then it's they make that clacking sound.
Very obnoxious.
Right. And if you got hit by one, oh, my God, it was brutal. That made sense. To ban that from school. So we'll open it up to everybody. I mean, everybody went to school. I mean, and especially if you were Catholic schools, the rules were just intense. So what were you banned from, right? What were you allowed to bring to school, right? You know, because some schools wouldn't you let you, there were some schools that wouldn't let you bring lunchboxes that had thermoses in them when I was a kid because the thermos itself was glass. So if all of the glass would break and then you'd pour it into your little, Spider-Man cup. All right, next thing you know, you're drinking glass. So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What did they ban at school? Somebody just texted in, tube tops were banned in my high school.
Huh.
And I know why. Because just like boys like to pants guys who are in shorts, boys would tube top girls.
Ooh, that's assault, brother.
Right. And some girls wore strapless bras.
Sure.
And other girls didn't need to. Mm. And you always wanted to be around when you were a kid when somebody did that. And then watch the trouble they got into.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got, what was banned at your school? For me, it was anything but a three-ring binder.
Sure.
All right. If you didn't have a three-ring binder, don't bother handing in your homework.
Trapper Keepers.
I find that one shocking.
That's bizarre.
I find that one shocking. And you Catholic went to school. St. Joe's Prep, and that was
I'm talking grade school.
Oh, you're talking grade school.
I don't think anybody had Trapper Keepers in high school.
Yeah. All right.
By the time 2000s rolled around, Trapper Keepers were out the door. It was a 90s thing.
You were in high school in the 2000s?
Graduated in 2005, baby.
I love when this happens.
God, that's painful.
Yeah,
suck on that, John.
John, that's painful. So if you've got something that can make me feel worse, right, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What was banned from your school?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Robbins de Bellaware Diamonds, self-serve ring cases, and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins de Bellaware Diamonds. Well, here it is, the very first day of fall, and without fail, we will be inundated throughout the day with people calling in, ask us to play Fall in Philadelphia by Hall & Oates, which I try to explain to people year after year is about John and Daryl moving out of Philadelphia. It had nothing to do with the beauty of the month, although it's a beautiful song. It had nothing to do with the beauty of the month. It had to do with the fact that they were done. As a matter of fact, the last time we spoke to John Oates, he called it because they were doing Hoagie Fest a few years ago. And I asked him, I said, please clarify this. I can't remember if it was you who told me the story or Daryl who told me the story. But, you know, we get requests, you know, first day of fall comes around. Everybody wants to hear Fall in Philadelphia. And I try to explain to him, this song isn't about autumn. And it has something to do with a ceiling in an apartment, doesn't it?
It had to do with me getting beat up on the street in the middle of the night and had to do with Daryl's bike getting stolen. It was just one of those, you know, you got to remember, 1970 in downtown Philly, it wasn't the same as 2017 in downtown Philly. You know, it was a whole different world. It was really about just capturing that kind of feel of what was happening down there.
Right.
We lived in a little tiny place and had a bunch of hippies living in their neighborhood, and you know, it was rough, but it was cool too. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
But wasn't there something about an apartment that you guys were living in one day the ceiling fell in?
Well, that too.
hence the fall in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was pretty rough, man.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
As much as I hate talking about the Cowboys in any positive way, I love this story. Of course, the Cowboys with the comeback win on Sunday, 40-39 was the final score.
I don't even know.
Anyway, some guy named Harlan Shackelford officially resigned as a Falcons fan, right? He went into complete meltdown and basically says, this is the last straw. I refuse to embrace the suck any longer. Yeah. And he basically sent a letter saying all of this to the Falcons front office.
Oh, wow.
All right? And he wraps it up the letter by saying, I know the Falcons will probably write back to and tell me that the door is always open for me to return. But let's be honest. We both know that's because you don't know how to close anything. So he says he's now open to fan support from other teams. All right? So if any other team wants Harlan as a fan, they can contact Harlan.
Stay away from us this year, Harlan.
Yeah. We've got our own problems.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. Or if you want, you know, misery loves company, you can join us.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
White Snake, here I go again. That brings to mind, this Friday is One Hit Wonder Day.
Right.
We got to come up with some one hit wonder. Maybe we should put something on the Facebook page. Let people make suggestions for what our one hit wonders should be on Friday.
Did that pop? Did that song make it pop into your head?
Yes.
What Slide It In wasn't a hit?
Well, what? That's not as big a hit as that was.
Bend Me Over.
You're having a fun time with yourself this morning, aren't you?
He's feeling himself.
You got a little too much sun yesterday playing golf. You know
what? I need to golf every Monday. Trying to figure out what I can say and can't say when I'm trying to talk about White Snake songs, they Slide It In.
Let's make a graphic later on this morning and ask people for their one-hit wonder song. I wonder how many times Brandy will come up.
Mm.
46 degrees outside right now. Sunny, breezy, and cool. The high temperature, about 72 degrees. Speaking of suggestions and voting on things, we're going to roll into something like that with Classic Rock Undercover in just a moment. But we've got the Vote the Goat thing going on. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. If I had to pick what the greatest Who song is, I would have to sit and think about this for a while.
It's not easy.
I mean, is, you know, Won't Get Fooled Again? Is it Bob O'Reilly?
Right.
You know, I mean, and you know, there are other songs there that aren't as popular but are great songs. So, you know, and that's what the GOAT is all about, the greatest of all time. What we want you to do is go to WMGK.com, pick the best song from each of our top classic rock artists. I'm laughing at that because I've mispronounced pick every day this week. Right? Actually, it started last week. All right. Classic rock artists will be there. And then throughout October, we'll play back the results as voted by you. And once again, we remind you, if you don't vote, don't bitch. Because without fail, people, well, how did this become? Well, did you vote? No. Well, that is coming up. Coming up right now, it's time to get to Classic Rock Undercover. Basically, we started talking about this a few weeks ago about how some songs become even more popular. The cover version becomes more popular than the original, with All Along the Watchtower being a great example of that with Jimi Hendrix.
Classic.
But we've mentioned that so many times, I figured let's move on to something else. And what we're going to do this morning is the Beatles, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window.
Okay.
All right. There are over 100 different versions of She Came In Through the Bathroom.
That's insane.
There are like 99 covers of this song. Some by the Bee Gees, some by Ike and Tina Turner. Did you find
that? I saw, the Los Lonely Boys, and I was shocked by this one. I think it's the chick from Will and Grace, Megan Mullally.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
She did a version of it?
I can dig that up.
Well, she's a Broadway, you know, song and dance lady.
It's funny to see that name.
Youngbloods did it. Beatallica.
Beatallica. But Beatallica does a lot of stuff,
right?
They do. Right? So did Jose Feliciano and Ray Stevens. Right after he got off of his camel, Ahab, right? He moved on to She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. But She Came In Through the Bathroom Window was never a single by the Beatles because it was part of the Sun King medley, right? And, the story being that it was based on the fact that some people broke into Paul's house by putting a ladder up to the house and literally going through the bathroom window. Most famously of all of the covers has got to be Joe Cocker. As a matter of fact, it was a huge hit for Joe Cocker. So that's where the match is going to be this morning. We're going to play you both versions, and then we're going to ask you some other questions. So we will start with the Beatles this morning. Got an instant text poll going on. Still got a couple of seconds to get your votes in. Of those two songs for a classic rock undercover, Joe Cocker's She Came In Through the Bathroom Window or the Beatles' She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, which as a song did you appreciate more? This isn't voting for the bands. This is voting for the versions of this song. Although I am surprised that there are like over 100 versions.
Yeah, that blew me away.
I mean, there's probably 1,100 versions of Yesterday, if not more. Right, you know, but I wouldn't expect that song to get covered.
Yeah,
kind
of obscure.
All right, you know? So I mean, let me do a recharge here, a reload here on the text poll. Okay, it seems like that's what the number is going to be.
Instant. It's quick, easy,
instantly, right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
All right, should ask Cindy before we get out the numbers. Which one would you go with, Cindy? The Joe Cocker or the Beatles?
I think Joe Cocker puts a little bit more heart into it, so I'm going to go with him.
All right. Well, guess what? You're in the larger group. 80% of our respondents went with Joe Cocker.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, let's go away, Baton.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We got into a conversation about what got banned at school, and we decided to open it up to absolutely everybody. For me, it was the type of loose leaf paper I was using.
Yeah.
I used one that basically worked like a legal pad, and the nuns were not putting up with that. No, holes are on top, not on the bottom. Get rid of that, boy. All right. What was it for you?
For some reason, we weren't allowed to have trapper keepers in grade school.
Right.
I don't know why. I still don't know why.
It makes no sense. Nope. But it was grade school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And for me, it was milk pouches, which milk turned pouches into massive poppers in the lunchroom every day.
All right. So what is it for you? You can call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Seems we've got the Wolverine on the line here. Good morning, Logan. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm damn fine. So what did they ban at school when you were a kid?
So we had a Spirit Week up in the Poconos, and we had Farmer Day. And on Farmer Day, since we grew up in an agricultural area,
right. We
were allowed to bring our tractors to school.
Must have been a bitch getting that in your locker.
Yeah, no kidding. But we were able to bring our tractors, and they banned it because half the students would start bringing their John Deere lawnmowers in.
Here we are. So that's what put it over the top, because you didn't have a tractor, you came with your riding lawnmower?
Apparently. I never brought a lawnmower. That's too much for me.
It's too low class.
Yeah. What kind of tractor did you have?
So we had a Farmall tractor.
Did the girls think it was sexy?
I thought it was sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before we break into a country song, let me move over to Betty. Hiya, Betty. How are you this morning?
I am well. How are you, John?
I am fine. What did they ban at school?
Spiral notebooks.
That's the word I was looking for earlier. Spiral notebooks.
What's the reasoning for the banning of that? It just seems
normal. Some spiral notebooks didn't have the holes in them, and if the teacher wanted to collect everything up and put it into a binder, right, they had no way of doing it with that.
Plus, it had the ragged edges.
Right.
Yeah, they got sick of the paper crumbs being everywhere.
Yep. Joe, what did they ban at school?
Baseball cards. I swear the nuns have my Pete Rose rookie year card.
Did they ever give a reasoning for it? Why they were, other than pay attention?
Because we used to, do you remember, we would flip. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't know about this.
Well, you don't know about flipping?
I know about it in the spokes, that's it.
We lived with
it.
Technology growing up, guys.
What you do is you would take a baseball card, you would hold it however you wanted to hold it, and then you would flip it and let it roll down on the ground. And if what was the rule, Joe? If you got a match, you got both cards, and if they didn't match, you lost yours.
No, we would do it where there was some kind of symbol or color on the cards, and you would put one person would put a card in their hand, right. The next person would have put a card in that hand. If the color matched, you got both of them. Now, it could go on and on and on, and you would get a stack of 20 or 30 cards sometimes. And
Joe, let me interrupt you for a moment. Where does the flipping part come in? Because we actually physically flip the cards.
Yes, you could flip, throw it against the wall and things like that. But then eventually that got a little tedious. So we used to just put the cards in the hand. And if something matched, you would just take it.
I would have rather them sent me to Nam.
Jimmy, what did they ban at school?
Okay, this was in
sixth grade.
All right.
And basically they had, it was clicky pens, you know, the pens that you click.
Yeah, yeah, the one with the little button on top.
Yeah, yeah. There's one teacher, her name was Mrs. Tarani. Yeah, she didn't want anything. She's like, no clicky pens. And if you did have a clicky pen, she put it in what she'd call pen jail, which is like a little basket or whatever, and you get it confiscated.
The penitentiary.
Yeah, basically.
I'm remembering now with your click pens, they really should have banned rubber bands and regular Bic pens because the caps turn into rockets.
Oh, yeah.
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 All right.
Mark, what about yourself? What was banned from school?
So my third grade nun in Catholic school tried to ban me from being left-handed.
You know, it is amazing how many nuns did this, right? We all knew you were freaks, but we were willing to accept you, right? But not the nuns. No.
Yeah, she used to whack me with a pointer all the time, saying you need to write with your right hand. And, you know, so to this day, I'm still left-handed, and I still hate nuns.
Have a great morning.
Thanks, you too.
Some of the stuff that keeps coming in about things that were banned at school. Clackers, which made sense.
Yeah, sure.
Clackers were dangerous for the person who was using them, let alone anybody who was around them. And then the Tamagotchis.
Oh, yeah.
Right. The Pogs. Uh-huh. Right? I remember them being, but I forget what they were.
Which one? Tamagotchis or Pogs?
Both.
So the Pogs were the little cardboard discs, and they had a slammer, usually was plastic or metal.
It was like your baseball cards for a new generation.
Yeah. You were flipping. Yeah, whatever. Right, and then Tamagotchis was a little digital animal that you could, it was a pet.
You had to nurture it.
And you had to nurture it and keep it alive.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. I remember Rick DeFonso's daughter, they did a thing at school where all of the kids got eggs, right? And they had to care for the egg. Right?
Like real eggs?
Yeah, like
or
real
digital eggs?
Eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Let's put it this way. There are a lot of dead eggs in that class.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.